We're going to continue our worship with our statement of faith as it is found on page 10 of our bulletin and also projected as well in front of us. We share. We believe in God, the creator of all things, the source of all goodness and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, true God yet true man. He was crucified, died, and was buried for our sin, that we might be free and know the joy of life. He was raised on the third day and ascended to heaven and will come again in power and glory to judge both the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the power of God at work inside of us. We believe in the Church of God, the people of faith throughout the world. We believe that our sin is forgiven and we will live together with God for now and throughout eternity. Amen. And let us rise for a time of prayer as well this morning. Last week we prayed for those who were going into surgery just the day after church on Sunday morning. I'm happy to share that all three surgeries just went really well and there was answered prayer. So we want to give thanksgiving in our time of prayer for the healing and successful surgery. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you reign as King forever. Protect your church from false teaching and scandalous living. Set your justice as a light to all people. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you are robed in majesty. In creation, you clothed us with your image, but we daily sin, staining and warping your perfect image into something unrecognizable. Keep us in Jesus, who clothes us in robes that have been washed white in his own blood. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, in this fallen world, creation groans with many disasters. Restore the livelihood of those who have suffered such disasters as floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and fires. For you, O Lord, are mightier than any storm or flood. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, send healing to all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, today we give you thanks and give you the credit for the successful surgeries that have just recently taken place. For Terry, also for Jean, Linda, for Pastor Larry Oliver and Ann, we give you the credit and the praise. But Lord, there are those who are still in need of your healing touch. Lord, would you guide them? Would you send them ministers, angels to protect them and send them closer to you? We think of Haley, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Anna, Mike and Brent with their recent cancer diagnoses, also for Brian, for Danielle, Sarah, and Addie transitioning home. If it be your will, restore their health with the overflowing abundance that comes only from your hand. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we praise you for the blessings you have poured out upon us. We rejoice with those who rejoice. Lord, we thank you for those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries in our congregation this month of November. Lord, send your love to them. Also, continue to allow them to be wonderful examples of life and of commitment in those marriages to one another. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. At this point, we're going to continue with the gift of Holy Communion. I'm going to share the words of institution first. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're going to take communion together at this moment. Go ahead. And we have two different communion packages. So we'll take the bread first, the body of Jesus. Take and eat the true body of Jesus given for you. And we'll take the second seal off for the blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith and to life everlasting. Depart with peace and joy. You are held in God's hand. Amen.